Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Support. Hello and welcome to the Wrestle Talk podcast. I am Chuck.
Hey everybody, Nell. I'm
John Cena. I'm joined. Randy Boom, Andy Boom, Dax. Hey, I'm
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Matt How Riddle, are you? King
yeah. Support Wrestle Talk.
Nice support Wrestle Talk. Support Wrestle Talk. Do it, bro. Support
Luke. Support
Wrestle Talk.
Such a hot take,
mate. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever Wrestle Talk is, whoever Luke Owen is, both the Ravens. Nevermore.
Had completely forgotten how I'd ever agree to this. Thankfully, I haven't made any other plans because I haven't got a life. But I was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, totally.
When are you coming into London? Oh, about 2:30. Oh, yeah.
Go!
Well, I'll be busy in about 3, but yeah, I was definitely... I mean, my car's here already, so I was always going to plan to drive you home.
Mm-hmm.
I totally styled it out.
That's a very good recovery, in fairness.
Text my current flatmate saying, yeah, we're going to have someone sleeping on our sofa tonight. I forgot. I didn't mention it, but I hope that's okay.
Except they don't listen to the podcast, okay. Though.
I'm the head tenant anyway. I basically own the place.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever.
My chair is just randomly sliding, and I don't like
slip
it.
Sliding away. Yeah. Well, maybe it was one of your news resolutions to be more
slidey
to the right.
Totally.
How was your New Year, Pete? What did you do?
It's doing it again. I did nothing. It was fantastic. I went home. I played some Pokemon because I was in earlier in the day doing the Raw review with Luke. Went home, played some Pokemon with my lady partner. And we just kind of chilled out. And at midnight, we went out onto our balcony, which is 4th floor. So we got a pretty decent view of going around. There were tons and tons of firework displays that we could see. And we made ourselves a hot chocolate.
Oh,
and
it
was nice.
That does sound nice.
Yeah. That was about it. Yeah, I didn't really do anything else. By about 12:15, we were back in bed. So. Yeah.
I did... The vast majority of people who obviously follow me on Twitter, at Andy Datson, WT.
Your handle for a second.
Will have seen that I...
You were surrounded by your friends.
...didn't have any plans at all, because I mean, you're a year older than me. You would have reached this stage now that...
Am I a whole year? I thought I was 2.
I'm 24 and a half.
And I'm 26.
Oh, there you go, guys.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Yeah.
I have reached the age now where all of my friends are in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I am too. Yeah. However, as I've mentioned before, my lady partner is currently about 5,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming back tomorrow, so I'm very excited.
Yay!
But because of that, and all my friends being in relationships, and it turned out that this year it just happened to be the year where they were all doing things with their partner's friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that I'd never met, so I couldn't really latch onto them, which is what I would normally do. And all of them were doing this, and I don't really care about New Year's that much, so I was thinking, oh, something will come up, as it usually does. But this year it didn't, and on the day before New Year's Eve I just had to basically message my mum and say, room for one more. You got any chance I can come around? Yeah, of course. But then as soon as I arrived there and sent out the tweet, which showed that I wasn't spending it with anyone, I got a text from my best friend saying that her plans had fallen through with her boyfriend's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she just happens to live on the road my parents live on.
Oh, that's good.
So I just walked there in 20
peace out!
And said, I kind of called mum into the hall and went, Katrina's just messaged me to say she's not doing anything. Is it all right if I don't want to be really rude because I've just got. She's like, oh, absolutely, of course you want to spend it with your friends. And I was like, yes, mum.
So thanks, mum.
Went there, had a Chinese, which was incredibly disappointing because I think they were so overworked that night. Which
totally.
It's the one Chinese in the village. And
oh, God, yeah.
So they were completely overworked. It was a slightly overcooked. But it was nice. We watched John Wick, which is just gratuitous violence.
Totally.
I didn't enjoy it. I mean, I just thought, well, this is just a guy having the same fight over and over and over and over and over and over.
But it's Keanu Reeves, so it's so cool, man.
Hashtag memes. But then,
Keanu memes.
It kind of. We didn't even watch the TV at midnight to like see it. I had my phone out. Was going minute, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, midnight. We all went, all right. I think I was gone by 10 past midnight. I was like, I'm going to go home now.
Yeah.
Got home, played a bit of darts, went to bed probably asleep by one.
So very nice, yeah.
I just find it strange that this whole phenomenon about celebrating that it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it? Yeah. People just like to have arbitrary amounts of time celebrated.
Yeah.
Like a birthday.
You get a day off.
Like a birthday.
Yeah.
It's an arbitrary amount of time that we've just made up.
Yeah.
That says you're a year older, but what is a year? We've just made up what a year is. So it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, no, I think it's just an excuse for a day off and a day that I spent sitting in a chair with a blanket over me and watching TV. And then I saw the news that WWE 2K20 has stopped working because it was 2020. So I wrote that.
Yeah.
And
for the website, which is
WrestleTalk.com. It's a great website.
Yeah.
/news if you want news, /features if you want features, /results if you want all results from ever.
It's shocking, really, that you type in /news if you want news.
I know.
And you do features if you want features.
Basically, /, literally anything, and it might come up.
WrestleTalk.com, /literally anything. I want to see what comes up. WrestleTalk.com, /literally. I can't spell literally anything. Page not found, mate. Did you just lie?
No.
To all the listeners.
That's the link that goes. That's the correct link you've got there. Page not found is literally anything. But yeah, I mean, how's 2020 been treating you? Have you felt like a different man?
No.
New year, new Pete.
Not even a little bit. No.
No.
The only thing that's changed really is I've not been drinking as much alcohol because I did a lot of that over the Christmas period. So. Yeah, I've not done any of that.
Oh, yeah,
this year.
Too, man. Me too.
You drink so much.
I'm doing dry January, actually.
Such an alcoholic. You. Yeah.
In fact, I might just do dry 2020.
Yeah.
I think I had like 2 drinks in 2019.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
I didn't think you drank at all.
No, I do, but only very. So I did on the first couple of dates with Lady Partner because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to think I was a loser. she knows, but it's fine. She knows that now. So I think I had like one.
Oh,
I think I had a rum and coke.
That's genuinely one of the most Andy things I've ever heard in my life. I drank alcohol because I don't want people to think I suck.
Yeah, and I didn't mention that I work for a wrestling company, a wrestling website either.
Yeah.
That's
totally fair.
I'm a sports journalist.
Yeah, that's what you are.
That's what she's told her family as well. Oh yeah, he's a journalist. what on? Ah, nothing.
Couldn't say.
Don't worry. I mean, I'm sure they're big fans of Ring of Pakistan anyway.
Oh, totally, yeah.
The world's favourite Pakistani wrestling promotion.
Yeah, it's the only one I've heard of, in fairness.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, I think we should probably get into talking about not Ring of Pakistan. We should start talking about SmackDown. But we're going to be talking about The Miz turning heel and also John Morrison's back with him, potentially. Here's the show. Let's talk about The Miz, because good God, I thought this storyline throughout the show, I thought was great.
It was
great. The whole Miz story I thought was awesome.
Yeah, because it wasn't too sort of, he's a heel!
Yeah,
It was sort of, he's frustrated,
mm-hmm.
He's even more frustrated, oh, now he's snapped.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
it was a slow build, and it's only 2 hours, but
it was a slow build throughout the show,
and it was enjoyable.
Yeah, so it started off at the very start of the show. There was a recap of the Miz Brian Corbin triple threat from last week, and then Miz and Brian are backstage, and Miz just goes up to Brian and just says, you know, I wanted that shot
yeah.
against the Fiend. He invaded my house, and I need to do everything I can to stop the Fiend. But since you won, you earned the right for that match. So not just for me, for everyone, beat the Fiend at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Which was cool. So you could see he's already quite frustrated that yeah. Bryan's beaten him. And he just wants to get back at the Fiend for invading his house. So that already does the first little, you know, nugget of information we get about yes. this turn going. And then later on...
But even then, I didn't think it was... I didn't see the heel turn coming.
No, nor did I. No.
I was just like, okay, he's a frustrated...
Yeah, he's a frustrated babyface.
Babyface.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a completely fine thing to be. You're allowed yeah. to, if you lose as a babyface, you are completely entitled to be as frustrated as you like. And, I mean, people get frustrated. I don't think they're going to start beating up Kofi Kingston.
No, exactly, yeah. Spoilers, God.
Oh, sorry.
Miz runs into the New Day backstage later on in the show. Kofi Kingston and Big E, they come in with their 2020 pancakes, and Big E has a great line. And he says, oh yeah, I was watching the balls drop. And Kofi's just like, no, there's just one. What are you watching? And Big E goes, I don't know. It was great. They attempt to get the Miz. They kind of, you know, attempt to cheer the Miz up. They're like, hey, you won like the most titles in 2010s in WWE. This is awesome. You know, fist bump it out. All that stuff. And Miz is just like, it's not about titles. Mm. The Fiend invaded my home. What about that? Do you not understand? And then he slaps
also,
the
pancakes. Also, I'm gluten-free and then yeah, slaps them down.
And slaps the pancakes out of their hands. Biggie goes to square up and then Kingston's like, no. I got this.
Yeah.
And he kind of squares up and says, hey, can see, you know, the Fiend's got your head all messed up. That's fine if you want to let out your frustrations. Challenge accepted. So Kingston versus Miz later on, which I thought, again, was really cool. It's a face versus sort of face match,
yeah.
but it's just someone who's really annoyed, who's pissed off someone else who was just trying to like cheer them up.
Yeah.
Again, it's a solid story and it makes sense.
It almost felt like Kingston was kind of like, look, do you know what? I can tell you're annoyed. We're not on bad terms. Mm-hmm. You're a frustrated guy. I will let you sort of get your frustration out
yeah.
by having a fight with me.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I think the best part of this whole show was the match between Kofi Kingston and The Miz of this story. I mean.
Mm.
This was one of the best things on the show because the whole story of the match was Kingston just constantly outmaneuvered, outsmarted, and was just a better wrestler than The Miz throughout the whole match. So
funny
Miz
that.
Just got more and more frustrated as the match went on.
Yeah.
So it just started off, Kingston would do like a little cheeky counter and a roll-up kind of thing, and then he'd be like, oh, like, got him! Like, he would be over the top with how yeah. he'd outsmarted Miz, and he would like throw Miz to the outside and be like, whoa, and like running around the ring. So he was like taunting Miz, but he was still a babyface yeah. doing it. He was just having fun.
Yeah, there was a period in the match sort of towards the end where there was just counter after counter after counter after counter where you could see that there was just, Miz was just kind of, that switch was going in his head. It was like, I have to win this. I have to win this mm-hmm. now because if I don't win this, and he's made, not as only is he going to beat me, but he's made me look like a chump
mm-hmm.
while beating me.
Exactly,
and in the
yeah.
end, it's the roll-up that does it. There are no
exactly,
finishes
yeah.
hit in this match at all, but it's a sort of, I don't know what
it was a skull crushing finale that was counted into a roll up.
Yeah, which is a kind of, it wasn't, yeah, like it was a roll up, it was sitting on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then without even, there wasn't even that thing where you often see when someone turns heel, which is they lose and then they sit there for a while mm-hmm. going, oh man, I suck.
I'm so bummed.
I'm the worst.
And then like the babyface will go for a handshake and then they yeah. refuse it and then they start.
But it was literally,
no.
crap, I've been pinned. Then he just went, that's it.
I'm so frustrated.
I'm done. And he just attacks Kingston with what Michael Cole called, was it like a brutal beatdown? I think he landed like four punches.
Yeah, something like that.
And then Big E runs in and Miz goes, ooh, sorry.
Yeah, and runs
sort
away.
Of walks off looking, and then he sort of starts shouting at the crowd. Like mm-hmm. he's like, after everything I've been through, you're booing me.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried so hard.
I've given you everything.
Yeah. yeah. And which...
Which... He's a justified heel because he's
sort of.
So frustrated
yeah.
about the Fiend getting to him and he can't get back at the Fiend. And now he's trying to vent his frustrations by having a match with Kingston, which he got made to look like a chump
yeah.
in and he lost. So he was just so pent up with aggression that he just lashed out at Kingston. So it's not like a, oh, you're a dick now.
Mm.
It's just like, oh, you're a frustrated man, and I understand that frustration.
Do you know what he needs?
What does he need?
He needs a friend.
That is a very good segue into what happens later. Because Kathy Kelly, to kind of top this whole story off, Kathy Kelly's backstage attempting to knock on the Miz's dressing room door to find out some answers of what's yes. going on. But Miz doesn't answer. John Morrison answers instead.
Whoa.
What a shocking return that is.
So we kind of knew this was coming because they spoiled it ages ago.
Yeah.
By having him on...
On WWE backstage.
No, The Bump.
He was is it The Bump? It was I thought backstage.
They announced it on backstage.
That's
they
right,
had
yeah.
him on The Bump. So we all knew it was coming. And then PW Insider reported last night, oh, by the way, he's been spotted in the area. Don't be surprised if he's on it. And so when he comes out, and by the way, Kathy just went, oh, John
Morrison.
But he just kind of comes out and everyone goes, oh, cool. But there was no...
There wasn't really a reaction for him at all.
For example, he had... If the match had finished, Miz was fighting Kingston, Big E comes in, but then Morrison runs in to blindside Big E. There'd have been a much bigger reaction and a much more kind of... I don't know, it would have meant so much more. But to have him walk out of a room and go, Miz doesn't have anything to say to you right now, and then walk back in again, you're like, okay.
I think, though, and I know I'm in the minority on this, because I've seen comments from my edited SmackDown review that I did earlier. Mm. I know I'm in the minority. I like this. Because I did not
like it. I just thought that they could have been done, just do it better.
If they'd have done what you said, if they'd have had Morrison come out, blindside Big E, and save Miz from, you know, a beatdown from Big E or whatever, that's not as interesting as this story is. Because Miz hasn't fully turned heel.
No.
He's just a frustrated dude, and we don't know what Morrison's doing.
No.
Morrison's with him, but he's not with him. Is he a face? Is he a heel?
Is he
going to be in Miz's ear saying things? I don't know.
He might just be a friend. So on The Bump, when he appeared on it, they did a whole segment, which was that they had, like, Miz on satellite call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they talked about, like, reforming their partnership.
Yeah.
And what probably happened is WWE were kind of looking at that, and they saw lots of comments saying, oh, that'd be cool, that'd be cool. And they go, all right, we haven't got any other ideas for him.
The other part of this as well is that if they are reforming Miz and Morrison, which it looks like they are,
yeah,
that's another part of Bray Wyatt
changing
someone's character back to what they were before.
What if Miz changes back to his, like, jaw?
Chick,
like,
magnet.
His, like, shorts. His, like, three-quarter length shorts.
And his hat.
And his mohawk.
And a hat.
Yeah. And Melina comes back as well.
Yeah. Wait.
No, that was the different tag
That's
team.
That's a different tag team.
Wrong tag team.
Come on,
sorry,
man.
Everyone.
But the thing is, I'm never going to claim that I'm, you know, John Morrison's biggest fan or anything. Mm. I thought he was all right back in the day. But what I did really like was the Dirt Sheet, which was the show that Miz and Morrison did way back in the day. And it was so far ahead of its time. It's crazy. I went back, and because of this segment, I went and watched some highlights of it earlier today. And it is really funny. There's some stuff that's jokes that aren't quite, you know...
2020.
Yeah, they're not appropriate these days, which, you know, they wouldn't have to
Should
do.
Should have had 2020 vision.
That's like the 17th time I've heard that joke, and it annoys me so much more every time, because I called it in early December and I did a tweet. You guys can go and find it. And I said, I can't wait.
You're the only person who called it.
I cannot wait for the wave of people to do that. And every single one of them going to think they're a comedic genius. And everyone's like, oh, that's so funny. You should do stand up. It's such a funny joke.
I would never make that joke.
Anyway, what I really liked was the Dirt Sheet. That show was hilarious, and like I said, way ahead of its time. If they manage to bring that back, maybe like an amalgamation of Miz TV with like a live Dirt Sheet thing with Morrison again.
Moz TV.
And that would be... One, it furthers the Fiend again, because it would now be Seth and Finn and Brian and Miz that he's all turned back into previous versions of themselves.
I can definitely see, as a way to bring back Morrison further, is for there to be a Miz TV next week. Special guest, John Morrison.
Special
and
guest
they kind of
Morrison.
Talk about it. And then that's how they sort of build a rapport again. And that's how they kind of illustrate how these two were always... friends. Like, Miz missed him, and like they always wanted to be come back together, and now that he's back, he wants to reform it, and then in 4 months they can feud.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'd keep them together for a lot longer than that, but I think not going so overt to just be like, they are heels now. And I think having like a more subtle story playing out, I think is much more effective for this story, especially when the story is so intrinsically linked to something like The Fiend. I think having Morrison come out and you don't quite know whether they're faces or heels, and Miz's motivations are, you know, understandable, but they're not necessarily good. I think it's much more interesting doing it this way.
So, and now that they've got, spoilers, Usos back as well, the SmackDown Tag Team Division looks so different.
Yeah.
Because prior to this show, we had
The New Day.
The New Day. And then we also, because we know the Revival are leaving, so that they're not going to get
and
booked
now
well.
They're being booked as
we
comedy
had,
acts.
We had Heavy Machinery, who are in a different kind of storyline with Mandy Rose and whatever. We've got the B team, who, that's it, they're a joke. Is there anyone else? I mean, I guess you got like Corbin and Ziggler. And
are
like
the Colognes still employed?
Well, Primo's still on his thing, maybe.
That's true, he's suspended, isn't he?
But I mean, Rude will be back soon, so I guess then you've got Rude and Ziggler again.
Ugh, that's not a tag team.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, neither Raw or SmackDown has a better one, as a particularly good tag team division. I mean, you've got AOP on Raw, which is probably the best one. But
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
But either way, I think this was a pretty good way to bring back Morrison. But because the thing is, that big return pop that we all wanted, I don't think was going to happen regardless of what they did, because we all knew he was coming.
Yeah.
So I think they'd already announced him on backstage. They'd had him on the bump, and there was the report the previous night saying that he was going to be there. So even if they'd done some big, here's John Morrison in the ring, it still wouldn't have got the big, like, oh my God, it's John Morrison, because everyone knew he was going to come back at some point. So I think having it this way and kind of not treating the fans like idiots and just saying, hey, you all knew he was coming, here he is, and he's with Miz, and he's already part of a story. He's not coming out and doing squash matches for 10 weeks. Mm. He's not cutting a promo in a corridor for 5 weeks before he does anything. He's just here, and he's in a story straight away. I think it's a great return.
So do you think, by the most important show of the year, Fastlane,
yes,
that Miz and Morrison will be completely, like, overtly heel?
Yes. Yeah. I think, maybe by Elimination Chamber. Is Elimination Chamber first after Rumble? And then it's Fastlane? And then Mania?
I think sounds so. Familiar. So Elimination Chamber is usually mid-February.
Yes.
Fastlane is
in March.
Is sort of mid-March.
Yeah, and then it's Mania.
WrestleMania on the first weekend of
April. Yeah, beginning of April, yeah. I'm thinking either by Chamber or maybe during Elimination Chamber, there'll be kind of an overt heel tag team. And I think it'll be great. And especially now with the Usos coming back as faces, I think we've got a solid tag team division for them to go against as well.
Absolutely.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But let's see what you guys thought. Let's get into some super chats. We've got one here from Asai Fakire, who said, "Now that Miz, Morrison, Ryder, and Ziggler are all in the same company again, I think they would make a fun faction with great chemistry."
Wait, who was it again, sorry?
Miz, Morrison, Ryder, and Ziggler. I mean, what would they be called? We're the Mid-Carders from 2010?
Miz, Morrison, Ryder, I don't want to see that.
Not particularly,
sorry.
Asai.
Yeah, no, it's too many people, too many mid-card heels, and we know that WWE can't book that at the moment.
Absolutely not, yeah.
So no, just keep...
I think just Miz and Morrison.
So I know Ryder and Ziggler, sort of, they've got their thing, but no, Ziggler's doing his own thing now.
Yeah, totally.
Ryder's a job. No, it wouldn't be convincing. Okay.
We've got another SmackDown-related super chat here. Joe Libro said, "Did you notice that Daniel Bryan said that he's the only one that didn't change after The Fiend? This could be a good storyline where he doesn't know he has." Well, he said he's the only one to not mentally break. And I think by that, what he meant was, "I'm the only one to not turn heel."
Yeah.
Is what he meant without actually saying it.
I mean, I like the message, though.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that would be really, really cool if he's kind of...
But I think that's a very... I think that's a heel...
Yeah,
I think that's a heel kind of gimmick where you like, "I haven't changed, but you're actually an idiot."
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think that's the way they're going to go, because he is quite clearly, they're not going to turn him heel again. So yeah, I think he's quite outwardly a face now. So I don't think that's the way they're doing it, but that, I like the idea. That's a cool idea.
Yeah. We'll do a couple more. We've got one here, just some WrestleTalk related ones now. Got one here from Dwayne Cooley, said, "I like Randy, but where's Dave? He is elsewhere." it's a nice way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just he's not doing the SmackDown anymore.
Yeah.
For
not saying that he won't be doing anything WrestleTalk related ever again.
Yeah.
But for now he's not
for
doing
now
SmackDown.
He's not doing SmackDown. Yeah. So that's but thank you for liking me.
Yeah, that is nice, isn't it? And then we've got one from Kevin, who says, "I'd love to see a Randy stand up special just to listen to the beautiful silence after every joke."
I mean,
that's such a backhanded compliment. I love it.
Well, the thing is, the jokes I tell are bad on purpose.
Oh, totally.
So once I start telling really good jokes, and I'm full of them, But I'm glad they are working in the way I want them to work, which is to not be funny.
Groans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I live off groans.
Let's get into the rest of the show. And the show started off with that Miz Bryan promo that we mentioned before. And then we got a women's match. It's not King Corbin to open the show. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Jesus. So it's Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Lacey Evans and Dana Brooke.
Lena, the 2010 Eurovision winning German. Is that what you meant?
How do you know that? Each of the teams cut a little promo before the match starts. Don't Google it. Don't Google live on air. Come on now.
Yep, you're on 2010.
Oh, God, it is as well. Jesus. Anyway, each of the teams cut a little promo to start this off. Banks and Bayley just being like, I think someone jumped the gun on their cue here, because Banks and Bayley were saying, "You're all pathetic. You have pathetic lives. We've made changes in 2020.
As Bayley says, Lacey Evans' music hits.
Mm-hmm.
And Lacey Evans walks out and goes, "Oh, you just can't keep my daughter's name out of your mouth." Bearing in mind that neither Bayley or Sasha Banks had even started talking about Lacey Evans, let alone her daughter.
Yeah.
So it sounded like they were just about to start talking about Lacey Evans, and then someone went, "Oh,
that's my cue."
Pressed the button accidentally.
They said Lacey. That's my cue.
And Lacey Evans comes out, cuts a...
That was a fine promo.
Cuts a southern promo.
Yeah, it was fine.
And then my favourite bit, because I was thinking... Okay, this is a fun match, but why, other than the fact that they presented a moment of bliss last week, are Alexa Bliss and he crossed in this match because they didn't get physical with anyone.
Yeah.
And then out comes Alexa Bliss and says, why are we in this match? I'm going, yeah, why are you in this match? I completely agree. But then Nikki Cross goes, but no, sweet. No, Alexa, we need to get back our tag team championships. And Alexa goes, oh, yeah, that's why. Yeah,
that's a good point.
And
I'm joined by Lorraine Kelly today.
It was
everyone.
A fun, good match to open. And it was a really nice change from what we've had for the last...
Ever.
Forever. It wasn't a 20-minute promo.
Yes.
It was a match. It was a good match. It was a fun match.
It was.
The ending was a bit rough. But let's talk about the match anyway.
I thought that everyone looked pretty good in this match. Mm. I thought that Dana Brooke has improved again massively.
However.
Are you going to talk about the finish?
No.
Because we'll get to that. Okay.
I'm going to talk about when she just did a cartwheel and then just kicked Bailey or Sasha in the face. I was like, why did you do that? You could have walked there. But she does this. I can't do a cartwheel.
Are you trying to apply logic to wrestling?
Because she does that, like, handspring elbow.
Yes.
Which is just about acceptable.
And that's totally
because
acceptable.
It's in the same movement.
It's totally acceptable.
It's in the same movement. But this was cartwheel. Kick. And it was like, all right, Dana. I'm not crapping on Dana because I think she's improved so much
in this
feud. And they were even kind of putting her over on commentary, which mm-hmm. they hadn't really done before. They were saying, like, there was one time where she was like really like tipped as like a hot star, and she's kind of getting back to that level now.
Mm-hmm.
And every week she seems to have a new move. Almost,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
Even if it is a cartwheel kick. I just really like what they're doing with her. I know she's more of a kind of fall guy, but the fact that she got the pin really shocked me, which is I like being shocked when I watch wrestling because that mm-hmm. doesn't happen very much anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Alexa looked really good in this match as well. She did some kind of baby face, almost like technical wrestling, mat wrestling sequences, and I thought they looked really, really good.
And it's nice to see that the crowd hasn't lost interest in Alexa because that would have been very easy because she has not been on TV
really
much.
Done anything
for the last year because she got that concussion around like Evolution times, which was October 2018. And so she's probably wrestled less than sort of 15, 20 matches mm-hmm. since then.
Yeah.
So it's good that she is still popular enough to get a good reaction.
For sure. There was a nice little sequence where Alexa was on top. She kind of climbed to the top turnbuckle. Bailey pushed her from the top rope. She sat down in the corner from the impact straight into a double knees from Sasha Banks. It was like a really smooth looking sequence. Bailey and Sasha were really good as heels to retain the heat. The ending came, hot tag to Lacey, did a really good babyface hot tag.
Yeah.
She came in, she did a standing moonsault, which looked really, really cool. She missed the big jumping moonsault that she does from the top. But then she came back, she hits a women's right onto Sasha Banks, gets the tag to Dana. She hits a senton onto Sasha Banks for the win. Now, this senton looked rough.
It did. So
It
was a good women's right, and she was in the perfect position.
Mm.
I think Dana
undershot.
Dana has hit quite a few sentons the last few weeks.
Yeah.
But there was, she looked like she almost kind of pulled her body back from this one.
Yeah.
It looked like she wasn't confident in what she was doing.
Yeah. Maybe she was gassed or something. I don't know.
Instead of landing where, I mean, if you've watched Jeff Hardy do it, he generally lands on the top of his back on their chest. And so the actual contact is pretty minimal.
Yeah. So he kind of just rolls off. Almost.
But Dana landed.
Dana just landed. Full
on
force,
her
man.
Own shoulders, but also like back and bum first.
Yeah.
Onto Sasha's like chair, kind of stomach.
It looked awful. It was literally like instead of coming in and just kind of rolling off.
Yeah.
Like, so it was literally
it was
like
just thump.
Full force.
And
on
you
her,
could like, see after the match, Sasha was going, oh, I really wish you hadn't done that.
Could you not do that
but
again?
Yeah, no, but even when she hit the move, I was thinking Sasha's kicking out.
Yeah.
But I guess that's, I mean, they seem to be an actual.
Women's
sort of,
right plus that.
They
I
seem to be, I mean, I'm going forward, I imagine Dane will be more of a manager role and who will be in matches when Lacey needs a tag partner.
Possibly.
But.
Or they might split after this feud.
It was fun to see them have like a tag, almost a tag finisher, which is the kind of thing right into the senton.
Yeah,
I'm sure they will kind of execute it better next week.
Yeah, but regardless of that finish though, still it was a great match. Everyone looked really good when they needed to. thumbs up. More time given to this match as well than we've seen in the women's.
But they're still
in the
protecting
past.
Bayley, so it still looks like it's going to be
It's Lacey Sasha next week.
Lacey Sasha next week, but they haven't fully announced Lacey Bayley.
No,
but it's
probably going to be the way they go.
Yeah, Lacey Bayley for the Rumble.
Yes,
which I think that's probably most likely. Kind of has to be the way.
And I think Lacey's going to win as well.
Which means that they need to find another two spots for people in the Rumble match.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of, could it be the Bella? The Bella.
The Bella?
Nikki Bella, who got engaged yesterday. Well, not engaged yesterday.
Congratulations,
Nikki. She's been engaged since November, but congratulations to her and Artem Chigvintsev.
The fact you can say his name properly.
I used to watch Strictly Come Dancing
a
lot.
I bet you did.
My mum really likes it. He doesn't do it anymore. He does Dancing with the Stars, so that's how they met. Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
On their engagement.
And joined
congratulations
by
to you
live on the
on
set.
Your engagement, Pete.
That's not new. God.
Happy birthday.
Sucks. I hate everything. We get a recap of the Ziggler and Mandy Rose stuff from last week. And then Mandy comes up to Otis, and Otis is like, hey, Mandy. And then she's like, oh, Otis. I can't remember what she says. Something to him. And then he's just like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, really, like, Kurt not looking at her. Kurt short answers. And then Tucker comes in and is like, oh, you got to focus on your match. Come on, let's go. And they just leave her.
Well, she kind of, yeah.
It's so tense.
She goes, I guess you saw what happened last week. And he's like, no, but my mama did. And then like, oh, has she made anything this week? No. And then, yeah, so he's upset because he fancies her.
No. Does he?
And I think either she's beginning to fancy him, and why wouldn't you?
He's out.
Or she just feels really bad for what happened, which
it's possible.
I guess she's now a baby face.
Not yet, I don't think.
No.
But I think the culmination of this feud will be them kissing. Mandy turns face.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
Absolutely.
But then Sonya and Mandy will split. Sonya will feel betrayed.
Mm.
Sonya and Mandy feud.
Sonya and Tucker will get together.
Yeah, because then Tucker will feel left out. And then Heavy Machinery split. And then they have a mixed tag match.
Sonya was pitching that LGBT storyline for so long. They went, no, you're dating Tucker
now. Dating Tucker instead.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. Anyway, then we get the Miz New Day segment that we mentioned before. Elias then does a song, which is all right. It's not offensive.
So
it's funny occasionally.
Says,
I don't really care.
Please send Shane to Raw.
Yeah.
Everyone's
going to walk
Dolph
with Elias at the Rumble.
Dolph sucks. Yeah. And Baron is a STD.
Yeah, that's about it. It was funny enough, and he said that everyone's going to walk with Elias at the Rumble.
He's just better as a heel.
Cool.
I guess that was almost him kind of. Unofficially entering into the match.
Yeah, totally.
But then we got a backstage segment again with Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson of The Revival, and in walks Shorty G.
Yeah, so they were complaining about the Miracle on 34th Street fight that they had with Heavy Machinery, and Shorty G's just like, hey man, just embrace who you are. That's what I did, and it's the best decision I ever made. And they're like, oh, you know, we never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that you were such a nerd. You were so short, etc.
So I looked it up. There's 5 centimeters between the two of them, is that much.
Yeah,
which,
it's not much.
No, I mean, it may matter.
He's just so short,
Randy. It matters,
Randy,
in some circumstances. But, so they are 1.78 meters.
Yeah.
And he's 173. I thought they were really short. I'm 178. So
I'm 167.
Are you? I thought I was much shorter. But anyway, so they're not actually that short.
No.
They just are much more muscly than me, and therefore they look more square.
Yes. But also, Shorty G is just so short. Do you not understand how short he is? He's
almost as short as
2 foot tall.
He is a short man. So he can't win wrestling matches. Apart from this one.
Apart from when he wins wrestling matches. Because he had a singles match against Dash Wilder. Lasted a few minutes. He won with an ankle lock.
Within seconds of... I mean, he put it in and he was tapping.
Oh, he was tapping pretty much immediately after he got it in, yeah. And then immediately Dawson runs in, who was on commentary, runs in and just beats down them. Yeah. They hit a shatter machine on Shorty G. But look, who's here to save him? It's Sheamus!
Yeah.
Okay. And then he comes in and the Revival go, here, have Shorty G, and then they run off.
I don't think anyone was fooled that he was going to be anything other than a heel.
Especially because when he came back in 2015, he did this exact same thing. When he came back with the Mohawk, came in and he was like, oh, I'm a face guy. Just kidding, bro kick. Yeah. And he did exactly the same thing here. Bro kick Shorty G, and then he just stood tall and walked out. Also, he's in incredible shape.
He is, however...
He's a man. Love Sheamus.
Like, it's cool to see him back.
Yeah.
But I think it is a massive shameless that he is back in kind of just to kick Shorty G in the face. Because now all we're going to have is Sheamus beat Shorty G next week. So yeah, just a massive shameless.
One, bad joke. Two, so you're not happy with Morrison's return because you felt like he should have come back and hit something big. And then Sheamus comes back and hits something big. And you're like, no, it's bad!
What I mean is that I feel like he could have just kicked someone who wasn't... Who I didn't like. I'm not going to call him. I really like Chad Gable.
Yeah.
And there's no way he's winning this feud.
I don't think
I think it might be a match.
There might be a match in it. I don't even know if there's going to be a match in it. It might just be Sheamus coming out and kicking someone.
I think there's
going to
be a 3-minute match this week. Okay, here's my prediction.
Okay,
bold prediction. Kathy Kelly or Kayla Braxton, one of the women backstage, goes, I'm joined by Shorty G. He comes out and goes, oh, man, well, I won my match last week, but it was really kind of turned sour because Sheamus attacked me. But I need to show that guy that he can't just bully me. Goes out, loses in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you don't see Chad Gable for weeks.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, it seems familiar.
But then Sheamus will probably feud with...
Mustafa Ali.
There you go. Good call, because he can bump.
Yep. Then we got the Kingston Miz match that we talked about before. We got a promo backstage. Kathy Kelly is with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, and they cut a nice promo saying that if Bryan wins at the Royal Rumble and Reigns wins the Rumble, then it's going to be Reigns versus Bryan at WrestleMania.
Whoa.
And they're like, oh, wouldn't that be cool? And then Bryan's like, oh, are you trying to get me fired up? Because I'm going to be double ready at WrestleMania, etc.
I'm still not used to seeing him with short hair.
Well, get used to it.
I just think it looks... I like the slightly longer hair. Daniel...
You are if you want the most picky man I've ever met in my life.
If you want the fashion tips from me, I mean, I'm wearing a new coat today, everyone.
Take fashion tips from Delboy over here.
Yeah, I think he just looks better with just slightly longer hair. Not the beard, just slightly longer hair. When he was SmackDown General Manager, when his speech that he gave when he returned, that was when he was most handsome.
Sure. Anyway, it was a cool promo, and I think it would be a nice throwback moment if it does end up happening that Bryan wins and Reigns wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
It would be nice to go back to this promo and be like, ah, they did mention it beforehand. Mm. I don't think it's going to happen, but if it does, that would be super rad.
Yes.
Then we have the John Morrison return that we mentioned before. Then we have Otis coming out for his match against Drew Gulak. Gulak comes out and runs him down and says... Mandy Rose will never date you. Here's a PowerPoint presentation as to why.
I liked it when he said, you look like you're leaking butter.
It's a good line.
But yet, I don't think I'm the only one who actually kind of wanted to see a few more slides.
Everyone wants to see more slides. That's the point.
It was one slide, and you knew it was a lot of slides because it said in the bottom corner, one slide of 372,
exactly,
whatever it was.
Yeah.
But then immediately Otis throws him to the ring, and it's probably a minute and a half squash.
Yeah, totally. They cut backstage a couple of times during this match, and Mandy and Sonya are watching the match. Then they cut back another time, and Dolph Ziggler's there talking to Mandy Rose.
Dolph.
God, that jock!
You've already got one bad storyline. Why can't you?
Hey, this is a good storyline.
Yeah, it is.
This is very simple storytelling.
Yes.
It's just enjoyable and easy to get along with, I think.
But I think there's going to be a match. There'll be a match between Otis and Dolph.
Yeah.
I think this is leading to a winner gets the girl.
Oh, God, no. I hope not.
I can 100%. Shark cage.
Mandy in a shark cage
Mandy
match.
In a shark cage
Mandy
match.
On a pole match.
Steady
now. Can't do that.
Otis Dozovich. Did I just call him that?
Yeah, you did.
It's not his name anymore, guys. Tucker Knight and Otis Dozovich.
It's not been that for ages,
and Nick Nemeth will have a fight. It will be over Mandy, I guarantee.
It's going to be over Mandy, but I don't think the stipulation will literally be whoever wins gets Mandy.
Okay, yeah. So Otis will win, and Mandy will be so impressed
Yes,
that she will...
Yes. She'll give him a kiss.
She'll give him a kiss, and maybe she'll make her own cake for Otis.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. Yeah, maybe she'll do that next week as an apology for what happened with Ziggler, and Otis is just like, hey, I'm still mad at you, but also cake.
Make him some nice baps.
Then we get Braun Strowman versus Cesaro next, which was a pretty quick match, but I thought it was still fun. It was a pretty decent one because we had Sami Zayn and Shinsuke Nakamura on the outside. Yeah. They were doing some good interference work, classic, like, good, solid heel work. Cesaro was great, uppercuts and drop kicks and all sorts of stuff. He's awesome. And finish came when Cesaro goes for a neutralizer on Strowman, who just powers him up into a power slam and hits him for the win.
I feel like I'm being picky here. I actually really enjoyed this show. Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed the show. However,
I'm going to be Mr. Negative.
No, what I didn't like.
What didn't you like?
I've never liked.
Yeah.
I like the spot where he runs around the ring and runs into people. What I don't like...
You're in the minority on that one, I think.
...is how he stands there in the middle and goes... Because that just makes it look really goofy.
He's Braun Strowman. He did a dance last week with the New Day. Of course it's goofy.
I don't like him being made to look goofy. He's Braun Strowman. But I just think it's like... If you want to kind of surprise people by running around the ring, don't waste 5 seconds swinging your hand around.
Again,
your
head. Are you trying to apply logic to wrestling?
Yes.
Stop it.
There should be more, there should be more logic.
No, there shouldn't. But then immediately after this match finishes, Strowman gets a win with the power slam. As he's getting up, Shinsuke Nakamura comes in and hits him with a Kinshasa to, you know, further that feud that's probably going to culminate a Royal Rumble, which will be Strowman versus Nakamura for the IC title.
Yes. Well, and then I think it has to be now.
Yeah, totally.
Because, I mean, it's, you know, like, he pinned him last week. He's got his own back this week.
Yep.
This will be tweeted any day now.
Yep. And it'll be at the Rumble. And then we get to the main event, which is Bryan and Reigns versus Corbin and Ziggler. And I put my first thing was, it's genuinely refreshing to only see Corbin once on this show.
Mm.
And it's not that I'm excited to see him, but I'm a lot more receptive to him
and
when
his,
I see him once.
Seeing him once was like, okay, it's Baron Corbin. It wasn't like...
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh!
It's Baron Corbin
King
again.
Corbin again. I would just, when he made his entrance, I was like, oh, King Corbin.
One segment is enough, not just for Baron Corbin, but for everyone.
Yeah, for
but
almost every person.
I don't mind if it's like a 30-second promo kind of early in the show saying, oh, I've got this match later, I hope I win, blah, blah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you have
a 20-minute promo,
then a backstage segment where he runs down someone for 5 minutes, and then you have a match, you're thinking... Right, okay.
This is too much of you.
Too much of anyone. It could be anyone.
Yeah. But this was a pretty decent match once again. Bryan takes control pretty early. He throws Ziggler to the outside, and when he's by himself in the ring, Wyatt's laugh rings out through the arena, and the lights flicker, and then it cuts to an ad break. I'm like, oh, well, I guess the Fiend's not coming out then.
I like to think that Wyatt's sitting there backstage with all the lights, with all twiddling, the lights. Going,
He's literally just got like one switch, just flicking back and forwards. And then after the ad break, we come back, and I just put, Bryan is great. Nice hot tag to him, which it was. It was a really nice hot tag to Bryan. Corbin breaks up the lapel lock that he had on Ziggler. Yeah. There's a spear to Corbin. There's a running knee to Ziggler, which looks like Bryan has got the win. But then, lights cut out. Fiend comes out.
Oh my god, he's right in front of us.
I know. Bryan does a suicide dive onto him straight away. He's just not scared of him. He just dives straight on him. But then he grabs him in a claw and claws him through the barricade, which I thought
was cool.
Because a lot of times we've just seen him kind of go claw to the floor kind of thing. But this one was claw push through the barricade, which
the
was
Fiend,
nuts.
The Fiend, as they've proved over and over, is a terrible wrestler.
He's bad, isn't he?
All he does is get hit by things. And then,
and
he
then hit a move.
He runs at, like, his superpower is that he is resilient and he doesn't...
Yes.
Doesn't get hurt by these things.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so clumsy.
Doesn't feel pain, man.
He like just runs at Daniel Bryan, who gets out of the way, and just keeps running into the post, which I know is a classic spot. But it's
it is.
Like...
Again, are you trying to apply logic to wrestling?
But the Fiend is just a rubbish wrestler.
We're not saying Bray Wyatt is a bad wrestler.
No. But when
the Fiend
when the
character in kayfabe is a bad wrestler because he gets hit by a lot of
but
things.
But no, so like you said, the mandible claw spot through the barricade. We haven't really seen, I don't think we've seen that one yet.
Don't think so.
So no, it was really cool.
It was really cool.
And to see Mandible Clawbin make the most of this.
Clawbin.
So then it was Corbin and
Ziggler
make the most of this, kind of beat him down a bit more.
Yeah, and Reigns goes over to check on Bryan, and then they jump on him and beat him down some
more. Exactly, and then you're thinking, and then they get out. the handcuffs again, and you're thinking,
dog food.
Right, again, and then they get out, and just not just one can of dog food,
like
not just
three?
Two cans of dog food, but like three or four cans of dog food. And they take a very long time to open them and stand there with them because they're going.
It's like they're Montez Ford holding up their red Solo cup. Like, they're just like standing, waiting.
Spot, hurry
wait,
up.
Wait, come on. This is your cue. You went.
Ooh,
you went earlier for Lacey Evans. Yeah. Come on, where's my spot? Uso's music hits.
Yeah.
They run down, double super kick to Ziggler. I don't think they hit Corbin. I think Corbin runs off. They just get in the ring, undo the handcuffs, and they stand tall with Reigns.
Yeah.
Uso's are back. Yay! End of the show.
But was that the end of the show? There was a moment just at the end there, which was... So, many of you know that in the last year, Jimmy Uso has been in a bit of a trouble with the law. And actually, I don't know which brother it was, but at the end of the show... by the way, he's been cleared of all charges. So
yeah, whatever. It's alleged.
So, one of them picks up the handcuffs and kind of looks at them like... Stupid handcuffs,
and then one points.
Someone's going to tell us in the comments which brother it was, but I'm assuming it's Jimmy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I guess he's making light of the situation now, which is probably better than not.
I don't know if it was intentional. I don't know if that was kind of a look at the things I've done outside the ring, or it was these handcuffs can't keep my oofs down. Roman Reigns over here.
There's only one penitentiary here, and probably it's our one.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but it's probably that.
Cool to see them back. Wild prediction. It'll be Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and I imagine Bobby Roode's
gonna be
coming back soon. That'll be the next feud for the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
Maybe leading to a six-man at Elimination Chamber.
Although in a chamber match.
I imagine Roman will either, if he doesn't win the Rumble, he'll be in the chamber match.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that seems to be where they're going. Now, but yeah, that was the show.
And honestly, overall, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought that there wasn't anything bad per se, and I thought that the returns were pretty good. I thought that the good stuff was really good. The Miz storyline, I thought, was told perfectly throughout the show. So it's a 4 out of 5 for me. I thought it was really, really good.
It was the best SmackDown of the year.
I knew you were going to say that. As soon as we came in for this episode, I was like, well, it's the first episode of the year. Randy's going to make the joke of the best SmackDown of the year.
But no, it was the best SmackDown since I've been doing...
Since you've been doing
it. I've been doing this by a long way. And that, I don't know, what's that, like 6 weeks now? 5 weeks?
4 weeks?
It's been forever.
It's been a while, yeah.
But it was a good show. And do you know the reason? Is because they did... good matches and longer matches.
They did longer matches that didn't drag out. It wasn't just rest holes constantly, and they told good stories.
And the women's match, we didn't have two-minute women's match. We had one 10-minute women's match, and that just immediately feels so much more substantial.
Definitely.
And it didn't, and the finish meant something as well.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just, here's Carmella beating Sonya Deville.
Yeah, exactly,
and
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let's
see what you guys thought. We've got the community tab poll that we did earlier. There's currently 4,400 votes. And currently the most is a 4 out of 5. 44% of people voting for Smacktastic. 37% shortly behind voting for Smack Bang in the middle. So very much in that the 4 out of 5, 3 out of 5 bracket.
But very few people giving it a SmackDown or a smack in the face.
Yeah, so it's literally a split between Smacknificent, 5 out of 5 being 6%, Smackdowner 7%, and a Smack in the Face 6%. Yeah.
Well done, WWE, for putting on a decent show this week.
Yeah, 3 or 4 out of 5, all round thumbs up from these guys right here. But let's see what else you guys thought. Let's get into some more super chats. We got one from Wilson Simons here about the John Morrison Miz stuff. Said, Jomo and Miz meet up at a nightclub and Miz cheats on Maurice. Morrison brings out the chick magnet side of Miz and they go back to the dirt sheet heel team. Keep up the great work, lads. Let's not do the whole cheating thing because that he's got two kids and let's not get into the whole thing.
I just don't want to see another... relationship storyline for a good 3 decades.
Yes. So not the relationship stuff. However, Dirt Sheet, totally cool with. I'd be well cool with that. We've got some general SmackDown related super chats now. Kevin says, has there been a return / debut lately that wasn't leaked, spoiled, or reported? I think that's why Sheamus and Jomo's returns felt flat. Sheamus's return was because he's done the same promo for 5 weeks now.
Yeah.
That's why it fell flat. Jomo's one, even if it had been reported by PW Insider the night before, the vast majority of SmackDown viewers wouldn't have seen that. So it's their own doing that they've reported it on Backstage and had him on the bump. So then people have seen it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the last, it wasn't a return, but the last time I was properly shocked by someone was Jon Moxley. I mean, I kind of thought he was coming to AEW.
Yeah.
But when he did, I was like, whoa! Yeah. Okay. I mean, Jake Hager.
Mm-hmm.
But on WWE, it's generally...
It's more well-known, leaked. I think. It's more commonly leaked for Dota. I can't think of one recently, but...
Yeah.
Caleb Maldonado said, Elias mentioned Shane again, could set up a match.
Oh, please don't.
I mean, Elias was part of Shane's posse, so, you know, the story's there.
Neither are good in the ring. I don't want to say that.
No. We've got some general WWE-related super chats now. Gazatolu of Rock and Roller said, WWE are finished on Sky. You guys are now my source of for all main roster goings-on between pay-per-views. If it weren't for NXT, I'd have cancelled the network.
Mm.
Well, hopefully we can provide all the content that you need to keep
up
to date.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, I hope he's not watching this, but in May, one of my friends, because it was the Champions League final, and the BT Sport was showing the Champions League final, and he logged into BT Sport with his dad's account on my laptop and clicked remember credentials. So I've been able to watch BT Sport ever since then.
Nice. That's very good.
So yeah, so that's the only reason I can now watch WWE. I've seen a lot of people complaining because BT Sport saying, oh yeah, it's over to us now. But if you don't have a package that contains BT Sport, it's an extra £25 a month.
Oof.
Which,
I mean, Sky's pretty pricey, right?
Yeah, and Sky on its own is pretty pricey. So, yeah. And the thing for most sports fans is that most of the sports are still on Sky.
Yeah.
BT Sport is mainly football.
Yeah.
And if you don't like football, then there's not a lot of point in getting it.
Yeah.
So, I can see why people are upset. £25 if you don't... £25 isn't just... £25 a month for a year is what, like... Quickly work it out.
£2 and a bit per month. £25 a year.
No, £25 a month
per,
times
12.
For
a year.
Yeah, is £300. So that's...
Sure.
In a year, that's not exactly like... That's not something you just give away
if you don't have it. So. Yeah. We got one here from Michael Dominguez. WrestleTalk-related super chat now. He just says, Pete and Randy, how was Christmas? What did you eat/do? I think we've actually gone through this on the podcast bits.
I ate everything.
The bonus podcast intros and outros you get if you listen to the podcast version.
I think we both just kind of spent it with our families.
We did.
And ate
and
loads.
And ate a lot of things.
Loads of food. Like your classic... I have two Christmas dinners a year because I'm half Swedish, half English. So I have the Swedish on the 24th, English on the 25th. So lots of like classic Swedish
meatballs.
Things. Meatballs like ham and like... herring and things like that. I don't really like herring. But on the... Yeah, so this is the classic English Christmas dinner on the 25th.
Same. We got the last one here. It's a miscellaneous super chat. I'd like you to read out the username for this one, please, Randy.
Spikebite Gaming!
Why did you do it in that voice?
I don't know.
He said, hey, boys. So last week I told y'all I got engaged.
Like you!
Not me. Andy, my name is Germanic, but I live in Texas.
Okay.
Do you still want an invite? Lol.
Yes,
obviously.
I've already been invited to a... When is it? Because I've already been invited to a wedding in Texas in October next year.
It's probably that one.
I've never been to one.
Never been to a wedding?
No, but oh, Cody wow. Brooks...
Yes.
...is getting married next October.
Oh, really?
October.
Are you going to it?
So I've been invited not just to the wedding, but he wants me to be one of his groomsmen.
Oh, wow.
Which I've never done. And he wants me to wear a... Because Cody is... Fun fact, Cody's like Scottish heritage. And he wants
I don't think people know who Cody is, by the way. Might need to
Cody is the nicest man in the world. Joint with Dan.
What does he do? How do we know Cody?
He's a writer for the website. And
That's what I was looking
for. He does lots of our like cool thumbnails and graphics and things like that.
Yes.
He's incredibly just creative and brilliant.
He's great.
He wants me to wear a kilt for the wedding. In the next... few weeks or the next time I have some money I will apply for a US visa because I didn't know that US visas cost like £100.
Oh, they're expensive. Yeah, they're pricey as
anyone
well.
Wants to buy me a US visa or if anyone wants to marry me and get, so I can get a green card.
Yeah.
then I'd love to come over.
Yeah. We got one last minute super chat here from Vandalia1998, who said, is anyone else afraid that the Reigns versus Corbin feud will end with the return of the Kennel in Hell match from 1999?
Well, there is a house show match, isn't there, at the moment, which is Loser Eats Dog Food.
Loser Eats Dog Food match, which is awful. I don't know when this feud is going to end. I'm hoping at the Rumble, because I think Reigns is going to win the Rumble and go on to face The Fiend.
Yeah.
So I think the feud will end then, and I think it's probably going to be Reigns will beat Corbin and then it
there
just
are
ends.
Two scenarios which I think could happen. Either Reigns throws Corbin out, or Corbin manages to throw Roman out, in which case Roman will then win at Elimination Chamber.
That's true, yeah.
I just cannot see past Roman being at WrestleMania for one of the titles. So I think either he wins Rumble or he gets cheated out of it. For example, he throws out Corbin, but then in run Corbin Ziggler and whoever else and work together to throw him out.
Totally. But I think that Reigns and Corbin are going to have their own match at the Rumble anyway. Okay. And also be in the match too. So I think that they're going to blow off their feud in their own match.
Okay.
And then they'll be in the match later on. They'll be like, oh, they'll have a stare down. Oh, those two.
Roman will walk down going, ooh, my shoulder. So that you know he's been in a match beforehand. Just realised the thumbnail looks like John Morrison's head is growing out of Miz's shoulder.
I know. It's great.
Mm.
Yeah, that's actually what happened on SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
Is he just grew?
Well, they already know
head.
That because this is the outro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm just reminding you because watched the show.
It's a recap. Obviously, you're doing what WWE do and do a recap of exactly what we just saw.
I've just spotted. I know Luke mentioned this on the podcast that we did for the Raw review, but this microphone is absolutely caked in the drink that I spat out. It's gross.
Disgusting. I don't know why it hasn't been cleaned yet. The table looks like it's been.
Nope.
Okay.
It's not cleaned.
Why are we so disgusted?
I don't know. I feel like it's just because we've had a lot of other things on.
To come in here with a wet wipe.
And just, actually
with a bit of can do.
Well, I'm thinking that once we get past this weekend, we're kind of back to normal. Because there's no Wrestle Kingdom, there's no New Year's Day, there's no moving office, which we've been doing half of. Yeah. Which, by the way, we're moving office again. That's the second time since I joined.
And we are moving a long way.
Oh, so far.
I have to take 2 whole steps to get to our new office.
I know. It's insane, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're moving into the office that's literally right next to ours, but it is significantly bigger, the size.
I would say 3 times the size.
I don't think it's that big.
I would say 8 times the size.
Now you're just saying numbers.
Yeah.
But it is like double the size of the one we got now.
Yeah, we now have room for not just our desks, but for a lounge area with sofas.
We have room for you to throw a Nerf around and hit the window and get very scared because you hit the Nerf on the window.
Many of you will know that I'm incredibly good at throwing a Nerf. however, I released it slightly late. Slightly? I was having a toss with Simon, housemate Simon, and just to kind of christen the new office. And I was throwing it to him, and I kind of did this because I was trying to throw it quite low because I didn't want to hit anything because there's like a fire alarm on the ceiling, so I didn't want to hit that.
Yeah. Of course.
Ollie had just left the room, and due to my disappointment of him leaving, I threw it really badly, and it just hit the window. And for a second, you thought it had cracked.
Thought it had cracked.
And it turned out that it was just a snowflake sticker still left on the window from Christmas.
But from afar, it looked like a crack.
Yeah, it did. And I will not be doing that. In fact, I've taken the Nerf home just to make sure that never
just to
happens
make sure.
Again.
We noticed every time that we move office as well, it's when Andy rediscovers that he has juggling balls here. So he just starts juggling.
Yeah,
every time.
I have juggling balls in my drawers, which I never open, which is why. And turns out I have ketchup in there as well.
I know you have ketchup in there. We all know that, Datsun.
Do you use it a lot?
No.
Oh.
We're just marveled at the fact you have ketchup in your drawers.
I do have ketchup in my drawers. you never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah, you do. When you're having food.
If we order chicken or something, which maybe happens once every few months.
Yeah.
Then they never send enough ketchup. Or with KFC, I know there are a lot of people who kind of understand my pain. They've stopped doing ketchup. They do real tomato dip, which is rubbish. It doesn't taste anything like ketchup. I don't want it to taste like real tomatoes. That's the whole point of ketchup. I don't order ketchup thinking, oh, God, I hope this really tastes like tomatoes.
But, I mean, you could just keep the ketchup in, you know, the fridges upstairs.
The reason I eat fruit pastels is not because I'm like, oh, do you know what? I really want some refreshing. I really want a pineapple right now. I just want a yellow fruit pastel. Like real tomato dip. That's not ketchup. It's rubbish as well. I had it once thinking it was ketchup, and I was never been so angry in my life. Turned around to just
You've get... never been so no. angry
it was
in
the
your
worst
life.
Moment of my life. And I still am not over it, as you can tell.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
Okay.
And I turned around to get my own Heinz ketchup, which is just... Actually, Lidl's own ketchup is good. But
sure.
Heinz is just Heinz.
Okay.
It has to be Heinz, as they say on the advert.
Didn't realize this was a plug for
and,
Heinz.
Yeah, 57 varieties. And yeah.
Is it 47? No, it's 57.
And yeah. I turned around to get my own thing to find out that I'd run out. And so I just had to have like a dry KFC. Lucky I'd ordered the gravy, which is fantastic.
We're still talking about KFC.
Yeah, it is.
Good God.
Finger licking good, Pete.
And they have
although,
real tomato
there's a place
dip.
Near here called Bird.
Bird?
Yeah, which is in the Westfield and Stratford.
Sure.
And they do, like, I've never had it in my life before, but now I've had it several times, which is chicken and waffles and like maple
okay.
syrup.
That sounds gross.
And it's a really, it's like, I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's American. I mean.
Totally. Sounds it.
Putting fat and sugar together is, you can pretty much
it's
guarantee
weird.
It's
yeah.
American.
Yeah.
Or Scottish. And
yeah. Or Scottish, yeah.
Yeah. And you basically, you kind of, you cut the waffle, get a bit of chicken and dip it in syrup. And chicken works really well with sweet maple syrup.
I mean, I think chicken works well with everything. That's probably because chicken doesn't really taste of anything.
That's true.
It's quite bland. So I think any flavors that you put with it are probably going to be quite good.
Speaking of bland, hold on to your hats, vegetarians.
Uh-oh.
I have some friends, and they're vegetarians.
Oh, I thought that was your story.
No, well, I know. That'd be pretty
friends,
astonishing
yeah.
on its own.
You should write a
so,
article about it.
They are. It was on Sunday, mm-hmm. and they said, oh, are you around on Sunday? It would be cool to come over to see you. And I was like, oh man, I'm gonna have to cook something vegetarian. Mm. I am a carnivore. Like I,
mm-hmm. I like meat.
I just like a lot of meat. And I was like, what do I make them?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of looked up what are the nicest things and what's the least noticeable thing that's like if you make it without meat, how noticeable is it? So apparently,
right.
like a chili con carne, if you just make it with
yeah.
corn mince,
yeah, totally.
Apparently, you can't really tell.
Yeah, corn mince is very good.
I could tell immediately. I mean, it doesn't taste anything like meat. And when people say, oh, I can't tell the difference. You can. If you can't tell the difference, there's something wrong with your mouth.
The thing is, I think I could probably taste the difference. I just think that both of them are nice. So I don't mind
having
corn
mince. So I made the chili, and they really enjoyed it and whatever. But I missed the meat.
Is that the story?
Yes.
That you missed meat
yeah.
and your vegetarian friends had a good time.
I'm having a bad week, Pete. The ketchup.
The real tomato
yeah,
dips really got to you.
The Chinese. It's been a bad food week. Last night, I was like, looking in the fridge and thought, oh man, I really wanted meatballs tonight because, you know, I'm mm-hmm. Swedish, so I just feel like
you always feel like meatballs, yeah, totally.
But I only had sausages. Guess what I did?
Right. Did you cut up the sausages
I
into
did
meatball
cut up the
shapes.
Sausages into meatball shapes. And fried them, and then with some spaghetti and some sauce.
God, I take it back. That is the most Andy thing I've heard so far.
I just was like, I don't want sausages, but if I make them look like
but
meatballs.
But you make them look like meatballs. They're still sausages.
They're not. They were meat. They was more like
sausages.
Meat. They were more like meat cubes.
Sausages. That's what they were.
So yeah, I had fun with my sausages last night.
Mate, genuinely, this podcast has literally just been you venting on your first world problems
yeah.
the whole time.
Mm.
That's all this podcast is now. That should just be the new thing. We should just make that a separate podcast. Just Andy talking about his first world problems.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, World War III is coming and Australia's burning to the ground. But don't worry, guys. We're going to be talking about Andy's KFC more.
Speaking of Australia, anyone who is listening from Australia, we would like to extend our sympathies and best wishes to everyone who's been kind of affected by the fires. Anyone who's been forced out of their home, anyone who has been injured, anyone who may have even lost loved ones. It's a horrible situation.
It is.
And
one that not enough people are acting on.
No, exactly. And hope that it is sort of dealt with as soon as possible.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because people are losing their homes, people are dying, animals are dying, animals are losing their homes, and it's going to take probably
a long time
to recover from.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
Best wishes, Australia.
Yeah.
We
got your back, man.
Yes, absolutely.
On that not great note, that's probably all we've got time for.
I can probably complain about something else.
Don't complain about anything else. I think we've had enough of that. That's all we've got the time for.
Pete,
that's all the time we've got, Datsun.
Pete, what do you think of the SmackDown theme song?
It's awful.
Okay.
I hate it. Now you're ready for a good time. That's all the time we've got on this episode of the Wrestle Talk Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to be back on Tuesday. We're going to have normal schedule back again. Mm. So we're going to have Luke and Ollie are actually going to be reviewing Wrestle Kingdom Day 1 and 2 as another podcast. And then we're going to be back on Tuesday with Raw. And then we've got NXT and AEW and SmackDown again next week. Back to normal. Back to full schedule. Full strength. Everybody's happy. Yay, aren't we great? Thanks for listening, guys. Love you all. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.